Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is the host of Cross Currents on Monday mornings on KRNN. Welcome, John Sievertson. Hello, John.
Hello, Shelley. And I would be remiss if I did not say in my inaugural verbal appearance on KTOO, that I want to thank you and all of the folks at K2, but the service of Juno Afternoon in these COVID socially separated times provides a lot of us a sense of community that is sorely needed. And I want to thank you for all the work that you're doing, because I know it's crazy out there.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for saying that, John. We really appreciate those kind words. I can't say it's been easy, but, you know, Scott Burton worked really hard, and our engineers and the whole team really has just, we really, really persevered through this so that we could bring you guys exactly that. So I appreciate you saying that.
Well, it shows. And I think the whole community is benefiting from all of your work. So keep it up.
Thanks. Well, I'm looking forward to talking today about you and your show. But first, why don't you tell us a little bit about the intro song I was just playing? It was your selection for the interview today. Here, I'll bring it right back up for a second.
And all across the harbor, nightlife shining on, it's just like stars on the water.
Is the blog post by Near Shore Radio, which I will insert a seamless and a shameless plug for, which you folks have been kind enough to post since we've been off air. But I've been posting weekly a sort of substitute blog version of the show. And a couple weeks ago was the anniversary of the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, Connecticut. So I came upon the idea of a blog version of a playlist, and Stars on the Water is one of my favorite tunes anyway, and the notion of stars and the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, Connecticut England was too much to pass up. So Rodney Crowell is a great artist, it's a nice sort of soft country singer-songwriter tune that is fun to play.
Yeah, it was really catchy and upbeat and cheerful. I liked it, too. I don't know if I've ever heard it before, so thanks for choosing that one.
He does. It's a lot of folks have done that tune, and they're all great. It is a great tune, regardless of who does it, but he does a great version of it, so that's the one I picked.
All right. Well, let's talk about you for a second. Tell me a little about yourself, John, and how did you get to have a radio show here in Juneau, Alaska?
Well, we can blame Jeff Brown.
I keep hearing that. I keep hearing that a lot. Everyone I talk to seems to say, Jeff Brown.
In a friendly fashion. One day I had the notion that it would be fun to do. I used to do a radio show with the public radio station up in Anchorage years and years ago, and got away from it for a variety of reasons. And gosh, quite a while ago, 15, 20 years ago, I showed up at the station and Jeff was there along with a few other people. And Jeff's whole idea was, you bet you can do this. And the whole idea is to have fun. So thankfully, Jeff's encouragement and sort of can do, yes, you can do it attitude allowed me to kind of, you know, and I started with just kind of a fill-in basis. And then I was lucky enough to kind of get a regular gig, if you will, once a week. So I've been forcing myself on the listeners of KRNN ever since.
And how long have you been doing your version of Cross Currents?
Ah, boy, you know, I think it's 10, 12 years, maybe 10 years, I think, 10 years.
10 years, that's a good run.
Well, you know, yeah, it's, you know, I'm going to keep doing it until they can't say, you know, they tell me they can't do it anymore. And I hope not to get to that point, but
Yes, I hope so too. It's really good to hear your voice again on the airwaves, by the way. I hope our listeners are
enjoying it too. You're very kind, and we'll get back to it. The Nearshore Radio thing has allowed me to do some crazy little stuff with audio. I'm not in a position in a technological sense to do recording of my show. Like I know some folks have, a lot of the folks on the Friday, oddly enough, it's the Friday folks on KRNN, I guess, have pretty much gone taping. But yours truly is not, for a variety of probably mental acuity and just lack of technical skill, hasn't been able to record the show. But I can do little audio segments that I plug into the post. And I must also say that Johnny Negotiable has been very generous in allowing me to send them to him, and he's been using a few of them on his Friday show. So it's fun. So I've been wedging my way back into the airwaves, whether by blog post or otherwise. But yeah, it's fun to be back.
I like that Monday Friday mashup idea. That's pretty cool. I'll have to listen out for that on his show. I don't think I've caught you on his show yet. Anyway, we've already heard and discussed one of the songs that you picked today, so let's hear another one now.
Sure.
And I don't need no doctor, because I know what's ailing me. I don't need doctor, because I know what's ailing me. I've been too long away from my baby. I'm coming down, I'm coming down with the misery.
That's a kind of a ironic I don't need no doctor. It's kind of an ironic pick during the pandemic.
Yeah. I thought about that after it, exactly. I thought about that after I sent it in to you. But again, sort of as a shameless promotion for my little Nearshore Radio blog, 2 weeks ago we did the Rural Observatory, and last week I celebrated the birthday of William Mayo of the Mayo Clinic, and kind of pulled out some of my favorite doctor tunes. And I Don't Need No Doctor is I know that a lot of folks that are blues oriented have done it. And I've been lucky enough to do also a blues show on every once in a while on Saturdays when we were back in the studio, which we will get to back to someday. And anyway, sort of, and I enjoy blues music, and but that's sort of an indie rock version of New Riders of the Purple Sage, which of course is ancillary to the old Grateful Dead. And I've always been a fan of sort of country rock as well. And just is a nice, interesting version of it, and celebrates. And I don't think that William Mayo from the Mayo Clinic probably has heard that tune, but.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. He has now. Yeah.
So every playlist, that you put together has a theme. How do you select the theme, and when did you start shaping your show around a theme?
When did I do it? Probably years ago. I enjoy all sorts of music, but we all tend to get stuck, I think, or at least I do anyway, intending to listen to the same stuff. And I found that if I sort of, I say force myself, but if I got a theme or a notion out there that, okay, we're going to try to get all of the songs to some way, maybe some rather, we have to stretch our imagination sometimes, but we get the songs to relate to a particular theme. It sort of encouraged me to explore new music that I might not otherwise listen to in an effort to get songs about maybe doctors or something. And so I would, you know, you'd end up listening to a lot of music that you might not even know about because it had something to do with medicine or doctors, and you're trying to fill out the theme for, you know, William Mayo. And So it was a means by which I sort of got familiar with music that I would not otherwise have listened to. And so that's kind of how I started doing it. And then I sort of enjoyed it. It allows me to do some two-bit research in a lot of subjects that I might not otherwise know about. I mean, I found out a lot of things by it about the Royal Observatory. I found out a lot of things about the Royal Observatory in Greenwich, England, and their science of figuring out longitude for the British Navy that I wouldn't otherwise know about, only because I was trying to celebrate that anniversary. So it's kind of my crazy way to be. If I figure if I'm interested, maybe I can interest other people, and that's kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, I think the themes are always interesting, and also you just put together a good playlist, John. You're just very good at it, and you know, and I think a theme is a fun way to kind of get some inspiration.
Yeah, well, yeah, and yeah, well, you're very kind, and it works for me, and I hope that it's fun for some people. I know it's kind of crazy stretches of the imagination sometimes, but hopefully it's fun for other people, and that's kind of what we're supposed to be doing, and it's all about the music, really.
It is. And I just missed like the energy on the show and your transitions. You're very good on the board. You're very smooth. I'm jealous because I am not that smooth, whether I'm doing this show or music show. I mean, I can just tell you've got the skill and you've been doing it a lot longer than me.
Well, you're very kind. I think you've got a lot on your mind there. I don't know how you do what you do and juggling guests and all sorts of other things. And I've heard you on the air and doing music shows and you ain't bad yourself. So,
well, everyone knows by now, of course, KTOO is close to the public. That includes our show hosts on KRNN and KXLL. And as you mentioned a few times, you are keeping Cross Currents going in this online format with your blog. So let's talk about the blog Nearshore Radio. How long have you been doing it? What sort of things do you post? Where can we find it besides the KRNN Facebook page?
Well, you can find it, of course. I think it's web hosted on WordPress, but I think because it has its own website, you can just type in all small capital, all small letters, nearshoreradio.com, and it should come up. And it's just kind of a weekly version in blog form of what I've been doing on the radio. And I've sort of been doing it for, I don't know, several months now. I've had a blog for a number of years, but when I found out that we weren't going to be able to be on the air for a while, I thought, well, maybe I could do one specifically directed at sort of a substitute for being on the air. And I came up with this idea of, you know, not offshore, but nearshore radio. And it's just a crazy little fun way of for me to find an outlet for my insanity and also maybe entertain people. So I would encourage anybody who wants to check it out. And I know the station's been, through you, have been kind enough to access it once a week on the Facebook page, but they can do it independently of that. Anybody that has a computer can just type in nearshoreradio.com and it should come up as, and you too can be entertained, if we call it that, by the blog form of yours truly.
And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the images that accompany your playlist and your blog posts and the Facebook posts that we put up for you. Those photos, every week it's a different one, and every week it includes two special characters. Tell me about those.
Gavin and Wyatt the dogs. Anybody who's been by our house has probably been greeted by at least one or the other or both barking out the window.
But I have for sure.
Yes, exactly. Well, then, yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, it's a term of endearment. You know, it's sort of like they can't be on the air, so they just bark out the window. And it's a fun way for me to do fun, creative, hopefully creative, probably silly things with photographs. I'm no artist, but I can fiddle around with photographs, and it's just a fun way. And they don't seem to care, it's just a fun way to spend some time and stay out of trouble. And I figure if I'm if I'm on the computer fiddling with photos, I'm not out getting in trouble. So.
if you've never seen these photos that we're talking about, John somehow manages to capture images of his dogs with famous historical figures, doing all kinds of cool things with these famous characters.
They get around. They get around. It's sort of like Doctor Who. You know, they go back in time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're there with the Royal Observatory, and so they it's amazing. I hadn't thought of it, but it is sort of like Doctor Who. They just kind of appear in odd places in history.
It is. It's really remarkable. Those dogs. My dog can't do that. Your dogs have some special.
Well, yeah. Well, they can. Yeah.
What kind
you
of
never
pups
know
are
what
they anyway?
With. Pardon me.
What kind of dogs are they?
Oh, they're Australian Shepherds, and they are very privileged. We are privileged to live with them, and it's like I say, if I can give somebody a chance to smile at my craziness, then that's what it's all about. And so it's fun for me, and hopefully fun for other people to see what crazy things we're getting into.
I think the posts and the photos are just very thoughtful and clever, and they are certainly awesome to share. So if you want to see those for yourself, we do post the link to John's blog on the KRNN Facebook page every Monday morning, so fans can get their fix while we're still closed for a little while longer today. Well, John,
and you can cater to my a desire for some sort of audience, because otherwise the poor people at my house are the only people that are hearing this stuff.
Well, John, thanks so much for speaking with me today. You get the last word. Tell me about this last song that you picked for us to go out on.
Oh, well, this week, again, another shameless promotion for Nearshore Radio. This week, I'm celebrating the birthday of Alan Freeman, who a lot of folks, if they're not following the BBC 1960s, 70s radio, don't know. Alan Fluff Freeman was a great trend-setting, wonderful guy, apparently, nice guy, no longer with us, but Fluff Freeman was a DJ on the BBC and played a lot of music that was U.S. music, but a lot of British music that never made it over to the United States. And one of the groups, one of many, that the BBC played a lot, whether it's Alan Freeman or otherwise, was a group called The Equals, which were five guys from the United Kingdom. Two guys were from Jamaica. One guy was from Guyana, I think, in overseas, and then two guys were white guys from London, and they all got together and they had this great sound that, I mean, I think they did sell some records in the 60s over in the US, but not near as what they did in United Kingdom. And I thought it was just a great way to, again, get familiar with a kind of music that you don't often, and celebrate a great disc jockey who inspired people like me. So we can also blame, in addition to blaming Jeff Brown, we can blame great disc jockeys like Alan Freeman. And The Equals are just a wonderful group that shows what you can do with backgrounds and cultures that mix, and magic music comes out at the other end. And I think that's a good lesson for all of us. And The Equals prove that.
All right. Well, that's a great note to go out on. Here's Baby Come Back from The Equals. Thanks for speaking with me today, John.
Thank you. My pleasure's mine.
You are missing your favorite KRNN hosts like John, you can hear an almost all local lineup of our super savvy show hosts who have been producing their programs at home on Fridays on KRNN 102.7. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., tune into Cross Currents with DJ TC, and then stick around for Soundings with Johnny Negotiable at 10 a.m. You can rock out with Rich Jennings on Tideline starting at 5 p.m., and then don't change that dial because at 7 p.m., Southern Exposure with Red Stewart gets going. So you can hear all of that tomorrow and every Friday on KRNN Juno 102.7 FM.